something is happening and they need something more than that, and then I think they say there has to be something like God.
So
if they don't understand something, or maybe something bad happens, or something good happens, I don't know, and they don't know why it happens, maybe then they say something like, okay, there has to be a God.
Yeah.
Maybe
so what about
like that?
What about someone like me that believes I can't explain why things happen? Like, I don't, there's nothing I think that when I say I don't understand why, that's why I believe in God. Like, I don't have anything like that in my life. I really think I can't explain, you know, and I think if you're like me, you know, you may be thinking along the lines of like the sciences, medicine, you know, sciences like astronomy or sciences like geology or whatever. There's nothing in there in any of those sciences that I don't make use of, you know, and then say, well, I understand that, but yet I still believe in God. So what about me, someone like me that would say, hey, I still, you know, I know all those things. I don't, in other words, I don't go to God just to explain what I don't understand. I go to him because of all that I do understand.
Then I guess something must convince you.
Yeah, yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, like you say, that's the freedom to believe and discuss and not believe and discuss and whatever else it is. I think that works really well in our lives. So something did convince me, and I'm wondering if you could you even tell me, Alex, and I know your bus is coming up here in a little bit and you won't have long to sit and talk at all. I just appreciate being able to talk with you and have any conversation with you this morning. You say you're going to a business today to like observe a business?
Company, yeah.
Okay, where are you going?
In Parkstein, near Weiden.
Okay, you're just gonna go take a tour of like an office building and see what they do there and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think we are going to watch to see how the production works there and something like that. Yeah.
Okay, no, that sounds interesting. Sounds something fun to do today. Again, I'm waiting on a phone call to go pick my friend back up at the hospital. Just getting some stuff done there today, so I'm kind of wasting time. I live in Vilsack,
mm-hmm.
About 35 minutes from here, so I'm all the way out there. But Alex, you know, could you tell me in your own words what you think it was that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, taught? Like, what was his message? What was he teaching? And I know you said you don't believe, and I know you said you don't have much of a background, but I'm curious if you could say, you know, what you think that message is or was, you know, kind of in his own day.
Hard to tell, because I was never interested in that things, so I can't really tell what his message was back then. I can't, because I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, right. And I'm not very much interested in you know, oceanography. So if somebody asked me, you know, some question about the ocean, I probably wouldn't be able to give them much of an answer either. It doesn't interest me. But the thing that is interesting for me as a Christian is that when I talk with people about, you know, something like the ocean, it doesn't make any claims for your life. But yet the person of Jesus made claims about you as an individual. And so it behooves you, right, if he's right, to know what the heck he's talking about, right? I mean, if there's some claim that he makes that says, Alex, here's the truth about you. You know, have you never considered that message? That's interesting to me, you know, so it's a little different than just some other subject that that I might, you know, learn about or not, if it interests me, right?
I never thought about that. That's
Does that make sense, though?
It's the same with politics. I'm not interested
yeah,
in politics,
me either.
So I don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's the same with religion.
Yeah. I'm not very much interested in politics, I gotta tell you.
It's the same thing for me.
Okay.
Not interested in that, so I don't think about those things.
Sure. No, I understand. And that's kind of where guys like me come in to say, well, I'd like you to think about it. And that's it. You give it some thought, right? But I want you to know what it is that you should think about, right? So what is the message of Jesus? And again, I know you got to go.
I think that I should think about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you mind if I try to tell you what the message of Jesus is? And then you can think about it or not. Is that okay? Tell you kind of what I believe as a Christian.
You can do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate that and your time here this morning. Really, I do. The message that Jesus taught is very different than any other religious group or claim. Do you think that there's something, and again, I'm trying to be brief because I know any second you could be like, oh, there's a bus, I got to go. Do you think that there's something sort of wrong in humanity, in mankind?
Definitely.
Okay, murders and rapes and theft. Definitely. And lying. And okay, the Bible says that, and I'm a Christian, again, I believe in the Bible, and that's where I invite you to go. Read the Bible. Check out, you know, the New Testament. Read and consider. This is the most influential writing in human history. All the others added up don't come close. It changed the world you live in more than anything else. So you can go there and think about it. In German, it's what? Die Bibel? Die Bibel? Mm-hmm. You know, read, check out, you know, anything there is really my invite. But what Jesus taught was that he was God. God, the creator of heaven and earth, became a man. And in Israel 2,000 years ago, showed that the problem that humanity has is sin. Sin has made a separation between God and men, so men aren't interested in God. They're not interested in him because he doesn't have anything to do. Because of my sin, I'm separated from him. Sin, you understand the word sin? Yep. In German? Okay, in English. So when I look at like the Ten Commandments, this is what Jesus taught. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Ten Commandments for a moment, could you name any of the Ten Commandments?
Don't steal.
Good.
Don't lie.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you broken those commandments in your life? Have you lied and stolen?
I've never stolen yet, but sometimes everybody lies.
Okay.
I think so.
So if the more time we take to look at the law, if God has, you understand the word jurisdiction, right? Jurisdiction.
No.
Kind of a big word. It's like where the police can enforce laws. Mm-hmm. In an area, they have a jurisdiction. Yeah. To apply the law. If God's jurisdiction is the whole planet, and we've broken his laws, we've violated his commandments, yeah, then if he holds us accountable for it, we are all of us guilty. Like you said, and we didn't even look at the Ten Commandments. We could go down and look at them. So here's the message of Jesus. Man is sinful, and he came to make peace between God and men. How does he do it? Through the cross. You heard of the cross. Again, your parents have some Christian beliefs. I'm sure you've maybe seen a picture of a cross or heard something about the Christian faith, that Jesus actually makes peace between God and men. And here's how. On the cross, he literally takes the just punishment for sinners on himself, for those of us who've sinned against God. And he offers freedom and pardon and forgiveness because he paid the fine for sin. He literally took the punishment so that someone like me, who has lied, who has stolen, who has taken God's name in vain, blasphemy, or committed sexual sin, somebody that's done all of those things, actually on the day of judgment, which is to come for, I'm finishing up here, on the day of judgment, which is to come for me, when I stand before God, he can legally dismiss my case. He can legally say, you are free to go because this man just paid your fine.
Okay.
So the cross of Jesus Christ is God himself making peace between God and men. So the question is, if he said you need that peace, you, Alex, need that peace between God or men, or on the day of judgment, God will condemn you for sin. Then do you see how this applies to you, whether it interests you now or not?
Well, that's his thing. I'd say that I still don't have to believe in something because he's doing something for me.
Yeah. Well, again, I just engage on the idea. I'm not going to demand anything of you. I would hope you'd think about this, right? I mean, if this is true, if there's one chance in a million that you're wrong, like about God, right? One chance in a million that you're wrong, and he is who he said he was and did what he said he did and came to do, what all the Bible teaches that Christ came to do, then you owe it to your good senses to consider it. And this is the job of Christians, Alex, is we go and we tell people, here's the good news. Jesus Christ died, and then he rose again from the dead. So that thing that's killing everybody you know, death, 10 out of 10 people are going to die because of sin. he actually passed through it already, and then he offers people like us who are destined to die life beyond it, and even now in this life. Does that make sense at all? I'm not asking if you agree with it or believe it. I'm just asking if it makes any sense. It
could make sense, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's still nothing for me.
So you're not ready to come to church tonight? And I'm not asking you
not
to.
Not really.
I'm not asking you to. I just, when I
so.
Yeah. Well, somebody came to me. How old are you, Alex?
27.
When I was 24 years old, somebody came to me in Tampa, Florida, with the same kind of message I'm bringing to you today. And I didn't believe any of it. I didn't believe a single thing of it. And this was 17 years ago now. So, you know, the message comes to us, Jesus said, kind of like a farmer sowing seed, where Christians are supposed to walk around and sow it, talk about it, share it, tell people what the gospel is. And then in that, God does his work. He has to directly communicate to you. But the way he does it is through preaching and teaching. Things like this. This is the way God does it. And he's done it for 2,000 years. And that's why Christianity, which is from Israel, has changed the West, has changed the East, the North, the South. The gospel message goes out. And we just talk with people and preach to them that there is sin. There is judgment to come. And if you stand before God, I mean, listen to your conscience. You have a conscience, right? You know what the word conscience is? It's like you know right from wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You believe that, right? You have a conscience, right?
Yeah.
That's from God. So you didn't need anybody to tell you that lying is wrong. You knew since you were this big, if somebody lied to you, that it was a wrong thing.
I'd say that's from me.
Yeah, well,
I know what's right and wrong for myself.
Okay. But if you talk to a guy over here that thinks lying is okay, is he right? Okay, but so you have a conscience, so does he. He should know better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a moral absolute. Then where does that come from? It comes from God. According to the Bible, he gave you a conscience. Con is with. Science means knowledge. So when we sin with knowledge that it's wrong. And so when I look at the commandment, it should tell me that if God judges me for my sin, lying and stealing and all of my, you know, not loving him and not loving other people rightly, then I've got a big problem on Judgment Day. And until somebody understands that, the cross really doesn't make any sense. Why do I need, right? Why would that be the case? And that's just what I ask you to think about today. And, you know, wherever you go from here and maybe pick up a Bible and consider this, I promise you, men just like you who are extremely disinterested are the kind that sometimes become very interested and sometimes not. But either way, if it makes some sense, I'd be happy to be able to talk with you a little bit about it.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
so, what are you thinking of this message? I mean, I just kind of you know, talk to you. We're strangers, right? I'm from. Where are you from in the world?
I'm born in Russia.
Born in Russia, really? Where in Russia?
In Omsk.
Okay, Omsk, and that's a small town.
Far in the east.
Wow, I mean, you're from far in the east in Russia. I'm from Mineral Ridge, Ohio.
Yeah.
Right, and here we are in Weiden or near Weiden, Germany, having a conversation, and that's it. And that's all I'm going to ask for you, man. I'm not going to ask you for any money or, you know, I want you to sign this commitment card today. Just talking to you about something that I'm certain that if the Bible is right, should be the most important thing about you and the most important thing about me. What do you think of this? I mean, what are your thoughts? There's probably more than you've ever talked about Jesus, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And we've only been talking like 10, 15 minutes, but it's more in 26 years of your life than you've ever heard about the subject directly, like devoted, like time.
Yeah, but it's not going to change my mind. I don't think so. Maybe in some years, but I don't think so.
Sure. And again, I don't gauge like success in it by your changed mind right now. What are you thinking of this? I mean, do you think that it's, you said it makes a little bit of sense.
Maybe a little bit of, but it's not enough for me.
Okay. What do you think convinces people? What do you think communicates to them something?
I don't know. I think older people are often more religious because maybe when their friends die and then they start going to church, something like that. But
yeah.
The younger people, I don't know what could convince them. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I think this might be your bus over here, huh?
Yeah.
Might be. Hey, Alex, man, let me shake your hand. And can I give you an invite to my website? Do you have a phone or something I can just give you an invite? And if you ever want to reach out to me, you know where?
Yeah, I have one.
Do you got something you can write with? Or put it in there, just in your notes or whatever, and then I'll say have a great day, and if I hear from you, great. If I don't, well, I understand. But I just wanted to give you my website, and it's Bible, B-I-B-L-E.
Yep.
I'm just going to make sure you got it right. CIA.com. And if you ever want to come by and check out any of the videos or audios or written materials, you know, you can write in with questions anytime. I'd be delighted.
Okay.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem.
I appreciate it. Have a great trip, all right?
Thanks.
Yeah, man.